I think that's probably the primary thing we want to talk about here, was that Pullman Park in the west side of Butler is still in use, and it's a major league size proportion ballpark. Dead center field 424, left field line's about 352, down the right field line about 350, and still being used by Legion and high school and Sandlot baseball. But Pullman Park was built, constructed in 1933, and then opened officially in 1934, and that's when minor league baseball started in Butler, when the Cleveland Indians was the first franchise, and that was in the old Penn State League, called the Penn State League. And then the Yankees took over the following year and had it right up through the beginning of World War II. And then during the World War II, organized baseball was shut down on the minor league level, and then it was reinstituted back in 1946. But Pullman Park was built by the people who owned Pullman Standard Rail Manufacturing Company back then. It was built on top of an old cinder pile. They leveled off the cinder pile and just put dirt on top of that. And the ironic part about that is that field is probably the best drained field in the whole western Pennsylvania area. It can rain in the morning and you can play ball in the afternoon. It drains quite well. I do want to back up and bring one other thing up about the local level, and I think it's something that we failed to mention here about Sandlot baseball versus professional baseball. I forgot to mention that, and I talked to you before about this, on a Sandlot level, back in the 20s and the 30s, especially in areas like Petrolia Valley of Butler County, where you had a lot of industry going up there, baseball was the big thing. And the companies back then used to hire their employees based upon their athletic abilities. They would actually recruit workers and ball players out of maybe Ohio or West Virginia and bring them in and give them a job, move their family in, because they could play baseball. And the teams were very competitive back then, and they would travel all over the eastern seaboard, as far west as Detroit and Chicago, to compete on a national level. But Petrolia Valley was a hotbed for baseball, and a lot of the old timers who are now retired owed their jobs to their athletic abilities. And that's true in places like Weirton, West Virginia, at Weirton Steel, and up in Petrolia Valley here in western Pennsylvania, and all over.
Who was the most colorful player you ever interviewed? Most fun to talk to?
Well, most colorful, good and bad. Steve Blass, without a doubt. And Steve does color for Pittsburgh right now, was for the Pittsburgh Pirate Ball Club, is absolutely one of the funniest guys, very colorful, the locker room clown and so on. Conversely, players like Bob Roberts and players like Doc Ellis, people like this, were just the opposite. Doc Ellis was a troublemaker, a dope user. Threw a no-hit ball game when he was high on dope. One thing I do want to add for be a note of interest. You can pick up on this whenever you want to, but back whenever the Yankees were here at Pullman Park and playing in the Middle Atlantic League, one of the taboos back then was swimming. Ball players were not allowed to swim. Back then they felt that swimming was harmful. It softened the muscles, and it was no good for ball players, especially pitchers. But back then, if you played night games at Pullman Park for the Yankees, your days were free. So the players used to sneak away and go up to what was called then Stoughton's Beach, which was then later known as Rock Falls Park, which is just below Slippery Rock.
Yeah.
And you passed that on the way down. But that was a big recreational area with that big swimming pool. And then, of course, the people used to lay on the rocks in the creek area itself. But that's where the ball players used to sneak to and hang out quite a bit. It was up at, that time it was called Stoughton's Beach. If they were caught, they were fine. Now, of course, you realize the ball players back then were making maybe $150 or $200 a month playing baseball, plus a couple dollars a day meal money. So that wasn't an awful lot of money.
No.
If you were fined, you'd be fined $10 or $15. That was a lot of money. So, but as far as the history in the county is concerned, Old Stoughton's Beach, as it was known then, was a sort of a hangout for these ball players during the daylight hours, and they'd come home and play ball at night.